Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
Draw me into your presence. Draw me into your presence. Draw me into your presence. I want to know.
Glory and praise be unto our God. Heavenly Father, thank you for letting us come into your presence today. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who on the cross of Calvary took away our sins and the penalty for those sins. Father, thank you for that great love for us. Thank you for the love of Jesus for us, that he endured so very, very much in the scourging and the beatings and the crucifixion so that we might be reconciled back to you. We have no comprehension, Lord, of the love that you have for us and for the commitment to redeem us. Father, we love you and we worship you today. Of our own free will, we choose you, Lord. We thank you for sending Jesus to be our Redeemer and our Savior. And we thank you, Lord, for the eternal life that you've given us today. Not something in the future, but we have it today, Lord. We have the assurance of knowing that our sins are forgiven and that by your grace and your mercy, you have clothed us with the righteousness of Jesus Christ the Lamb. Father, our hearts are full of gratitude for that, and we thank you, Lord. And we thank you for the forgiveness of our sins, Lord. Later we'll be sharing David's Psalm 51, which he wrote, Lord, following his great sin with Bathsheba. And we have all sinned in our lives, Lord. We have the consequences of our sins. And yet we also have the truth of 1 John 1:9 that says, if we confess our sins to you, Lord, you will be faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we thank you for those promises that we have in your word. And we thank you, Lord, that you do pruning in our lives, sometimes to discipline us, sometimes to cause us to bear more fruit so that we will be more effective in our witness for you. You indeed, Lord, are more than wonderful. Words fail to describe your greatness and your power and your majesty, Lord. But today on a call to worship, Lord, we're going to lift our hearts and we're going to lift our voices. We're going to lift our souls to you in adoration and praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come, and is a God of love and a God of mercy and a God of grace. And thank you, Lord, for your great love for us, sinners saved by your grace.
I stand amazed to think the King of Glory would come to live within the heart of man. I marvel just to know he really loves me. When I think of who he is and who I am, for he's more wonderful than my mind can conceive. He's more wonderful than my heart can believe. He goes
season new, every breath that I take is your faithfulness proved. And at the end of each day, when my labors are through, I will sing of your mercies anew.
I will sing of your mercies anew. A beautiful song there by Shannon Harris. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm Dave Kersey. And now Psalm 51, verses 1 through 17, a psalm of David after the prophet Nathan came to him after he had committed adultery with Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will turn back to you. Save me from blood guilt, O God, the God who saves me, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want you forever to live in my soul. Break down every idol, cast out every foe. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, for this I must humbly entreat. Blessed Lord, at your crucified feet,
by faith for my cleansing, I see your blood flow. Now wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. In the background, a medley of songs by Keith Rutledge at the piano. And we just heard that song by the Discovery Singers, Whiter Than Snow. I just want to say thank you for listening and worshiping with us today here on A Call to Worship. And you can write to us here at Call to Worship at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive,
Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And if that address might be a little long, you can find it on our Call to Worship site at www.calltoworship.us. Lots of good things on that website, including the playlist for today's broadcast, listing the songs and the artists, and even the album information where we take in the songs. And there are other things on that website, like the playlist of the stations that carry this broadcast all over the country. 330 stations air this program each week. And you can find out programs in your area by checking us out on the website under station listings. They're all listing there. And there are some other things there too, like the playlist itself. Each week on Sunday, we post the playlist for the following week. And you can listen to the program anytime you want, whether a station in your area is actually carrying the program or not. So I hope you'll find it out. Check us out at www.calltoworship.us. And that mailing address again, it's Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Coming up a little later in our broadcast, I'm going to share a devotional by Dr. Charles Stanley from his book, A Touch of His Wisdom, all about truth or consequences. And as surely as obedience to God's wisdom begets blessings and disobedience and rebellion, when the Bible states that the wages of sin is death, it not only states that sin's devastating penalty, but also illustrates a divinely decreed principle. And we cannot act contrary to God's revealed truth and expect His favor and help. Foolishness, the antithesis of biblical wisdom, will cause us to reap what we sow. And the more we sow, the more we're going to reap. Each act of sin is a seed insubordinate to God's authority, planted in the soil of rebellion, bringing a bitter harvest. God uses consequences to teach the value of wisdom. The wise person lives in accord with God's word, because he knows the immeasurable riches of God's blessing. Do not get burned by the consequences of sin. Be wise and enjoy the blessing of submission to the Father's will. We'll be talking more about truth or consequences coming up in our program a little later. Right now, let's get back to this medley in the background with Keith Rutledge at the piano as we pick up the song entitled, I Love You, Lord, and All Hail King Jesus.
mercy met me in the midst of my despair. Grace reached out, embracing this soul condemned to die. And to the sinful man, those nail-scarred hands gave pardon for all time.
Search me, O God, reveal my heart, expose my sin that it may be confessed. Search me, O God, unveil each thought, and leave no hidden motive unaddressed. Uncover every action born in pride. show me the worldly ways, I still embrace. May every anxious thought be brought to light, and each unspoken fear with faith replaced. Search me, O God, observe my life. Bring to my mind each idle word I speak. Search me, O God, test my resolve, and alert me where you find it weak. Reveal all weakened walls within my soul. Show me potential dangers unforeseen. Then clothe my conscience with your holiness. Help me to guard it well and keep it clean. Search me, that all is well.
The voice of Steve Green there. Search me, O God, observe my life. Reveal all weakened walls within my soul. Show me potential dangers unforeseen, then clothe my conscience with your holiness. Help me to guard it well and keep it clean. Wonderful song by Steve Green. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley, entitled A Touch of His Wisdom, Meditations on the Book of Proverbs, published by Zondervan Corporation. Earlier in our program, we shared the 51st Psalm, which was a psalm of David after his sin with Bathsheba. And David had many consequences in his life because of that sin. I remember growing up, my mother used to always tell me, "Be sure your sin will find you out." And of course, you find that statement in the Bible, in Numbers chapter 32, verse 23. And so today I want to talk a little bit about truth or consequences. Wisdom is the godly pathway to success, activating the blessings of God when we do His work in His way. Decisions based on the faultless principles of the Scriptures will stand the test of time and criticism. Behavior motivated by loving obedience to God's command will produce character that is solid and enduring, unaffected by the whims of circumstance and changing morality. And as surely as obedience to God's wisdom begets blessings, disobedience and rebellion ensure eventual chaos and disarray. When the Bible says in Romans 6:23, "The wages of sin is death," it not only states sin's devastating penalty, but but also illustrates a divinely decreed principle. Sin always brings negative consequences. We cannot act contrary to God's revealed truth and expect His favor and help. The Apostle Paul put it this way in Galatians 6:7, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows." Foolishness, the antithesis of biblical wisdom, will cause us to reap what we sow, more than we sow, and later than we sow. Failure to comply with the truth of God's Word is thus a very serious and somber matter. Each act of sin is a seed of insubordination to God's authority, planted in the soil of rebellion, bringing a bitter harvest. We cannot get away with sin. We cannot neglect the wisdom of God and expect to enjoy His blessings. Even if we seemingly manage to avoid the consequences of disobedience, we will one day give an account of our actions before the judge of all mankind. Justice will be righteously applied, resulting in the loss of reward for the believer and the loss of eternal relationship with God for the unbeliever. You see, God uses consequences to teach us the value of wisdom. We learn from the outcome of our mistakes that obeying God is far more pleasant and rewarding than neglecting or abusing His truth. Planting seeds of wisdom may be difficult at first, but the harvest is well worth the effort. The wise person lives in accord with God's Word because he knows the immeasurable riches of God's blessings. The foolish person's disobedience is compounded by the harsh and bitter consequences of his or her actions. Do not get burned by the consequences of sin, but be wise and enjoy the blessings of submission to the Father's will. So before you sow, think of the harvest that you will most surely reap. Be sure your sin will find you out, and those consequences will be very great. Heavenly Father, I want to choose to be wise by obeying You. Nothing can compare to Your blessings that come when I follow You. I know the danger of sin's consequences. So thank You for Your grace to help me start anew each morning and for Your Spirit to enable me to make the right decisions.
What do I do each morning when the light comes creeping in? How do I feel each morning when I see the day begin? Yesterday and what might have.
Oh, what a wonderful song that was. Start the Day Forgiven. Gloria Elliott singing for us. I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Thank you also for your letters and, when able, your financial help of this ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. And remember that Call to Worship broadcast ministry is part of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. And now let's wind up our time together with the voice of the late Doug Oldham and the song There's Something About That Name and So Beautiful.
There's just something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus. It's like a fragrance after a summer rain. Jesus, let all heaven, let the earth, let us all proclaim, kings and kingdoms may all pass away, still there's just something about that name. If there ever were dreams that were lofty and noble, they were my dreams at the start. And the hopes for life's best were the hopes that I harbored down deep in my heart. But my dreams turned to ashes, my castles all crumbled, my fortune turned to loss. So I wrapped it all in the rags of my life and brought it to his cross. Something beautiful. Oh. Something somehow, all of my confusion, he understood. All I had that I could offer him was my brokenness and my pride, but he made something beautiful, beautiful of my life, something beautiful, something good.
confusion. He understood, and all I had that I could offer him was my brokenness and strife. Yet he made something beautiful, beautiful of my life. He made something beautiful, really beautiful of my life.